From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of people showed up at a Missouri church to rally in support of Michael Brown's family. He's the teen shot to death by a police officer 8 days ago, spurring nightly protests in the small city of 21,000. NPR's Elise Hugh reports from St. Louis.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
So many people showed up at this unity event for Michael Brown that they spilled into the parking lot to start their own outdoor rally. Patricia Thornton is a Ferguson resident who didn't make it inside.
It's massive and it's great, and I'm proud to see most of the people that are out here are young people.
Inside the Greater Grace Church, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Martin Luther King III, and Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson rallied the crowd, pledging to, quote, stand for justice. Elise Hugh, NPR News, St. Louis.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department is planning a second autopsy on Michael Brown. Attorney General Eric Holder ordered the second one, citing extraordinary circumstances. Officials say it will take place as soon as possible. Kenya plans to bar people traveling from three of the West African countries hardest hit by the Ebola virus into the country. Following that announcement, Kenya Airways said it will suspend flights to Liberia and Sierra Leone. The airline says that restricting air service is a critical component of outbreak containment. The suspension is in effect midnight local time on Tuesday. Meanwhile, officials in Liberia are worried Ebola could soon spread through the biggest shanty town in the capital after residents raided a quarantine center for patients thought to have the virus and took items including blood-stained sheets and mattresses. Officials say up to 20 people with the virus fled the center during the attack. Kurdish forces swept through villages around Mosul Dam today, backed by airstrikes from Iraqi and U.S. planes. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Peshmerga forces are said to have retaken most of the dam from Sunni jihadist fighters.
With more than a dozen airstrikes by the U.S., according to the military's central command, Kurdish forces pushed through ground formerly held by extremist fighters calling themselves the Islamic State and attacked Islamist positions at the dam itself. Multiple Peshmerga sources claimed to have complete control of the dam by nightfall, but other officials said fighting was continuing. Retaking the dam is seen as essential to avoid a breach that could threaten cities downstream on the Tigris River. Kurds say they're relieved after their military suffered embarrassing defeats at the hands of Islamic State fighters. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Northern Iraq.
In northeastern Arkansas, a train fire is out and about 500 evacuees have been allowed to return home. Officials with Union Pacific say two of their workers were killed, two others were injured, when two freight trains carrying toxic substances collided and caught fire earlier today. World financial markets, Asian markets are trading slightly positive at the opening bell, the Nikkei up 0.2%. This is NPR. Prosecutors say additional charges are expected against a New York couple charged with kidnapping two Amish sisters from their family's farm stand. The St. Louis County District Attorney says computer hard drives and other evidence was taken from Stephen Howells Jr. and Nicole Vasey's house. The girls are now back home with their family. Another major retailer says cyber criminals hacked into its payment processing system, compromising consumers' credit and debit card information. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports Twin Cities-based SuperValue says the data breach affected more than 200 stores in seven states.
SuperValue says the stores include Shoppers and Farm Fresh on the East Coast, Cub Foods here in Minnesota, and Shop and Save in Missouri and Illinois. The company says it has no evidence any customer data were misused. Steve Ward with EyeSight Partners, a cyber threat intelligence firm, says attacks on point-of-sale systems are becoming more common.
We're facing adversaries that are going to continue coming after us because it's low cost, low risk for them. And they understand that it's, you know, somewhat high cost and difficult for us.
SuperValue says it's offering a year of identity theft protection to anyone whose information was compromised, but the company will not say how many people that may be. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The first female mayor of Pittsburgh has died. Sophie Maslow served from 1988 to 1994. She was known for a complete overhaul of a controversial disciplinary system for police officers and also for reducing a city payroll tax to keep residents from fleeing to the suburbs. She was 96. This is NPR News from Washington.